Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakos. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easter. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lehner. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dobie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sievers who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Gordon goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Larry Doby now playing right field. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner moves to third. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Lehner scores. Pretty moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. the Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-3 in the game. Kakas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Kakas reaches third base with a triple. Graham goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kakas scores. It's 4-3, Browns. George Elder pinch runs for Les Moss. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fannin hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bob Feller. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.